Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Gym Floor. We finally made it to our Christmas checklist. I know you've been tuning in every week, hoping this is going to be the week that our Christmas checklist comes out. This is the one. It's very good. But we also talk about stringer culture. We're going to bring back the stringer, make stringers great again. Ziz said we'd all make it, and here we are. So we're back on it. I'm not sure what else we talked about. Some other bants, some workouts, some gym updates. I think we dropped some hints about potentially our own gym that might be coming. Enjoy the episode. We will see you again next week. So we've got a few episodes to go before the break. So enjoy.
You couldn't do any of these podcasts again.
Nah.
So organic.
Yeah, because...
So raw.
So unplanned.
Yeah.
And unorganized.
When I told Annie she was coming on the podcast, she got all nervous. I'm like, trust me.
Bruh.
This is the best podcast to be on.
Yeah, yeah. So it was just that when we had Loz on, she's like, what do I need to prepare? I'm like, fucking nothing.
Absolutely
Because if
nothing.
You do, it'll be shit.
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you...
We didn't talk
about the workout on the weekend.
The
workout with the boys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's good.
Have
very
fun.
Good. I did.
Yeah.
I'm a little torn at the moment because I had a very, very, very good time.
Mm.
But there's a Muay Thai class at 10:30 on Saturdays.
Yeah.
But I have to get good enough to go to that one.
It's unfortunate for you.
I have to qualify.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
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 So what do you got to do?
I'll probably just do midweek.
But like, what do you have to do to get into the class?
Just like the instructor will say, like, you can come.
You got to do the certain moves.
Yeah, on the timetable, it's like green and purple.
Yeah.
So it's like... Green is fundamentals, and then the purple ones are the harder ones.
You got to be fighting each other.
Yeah, so when she called me, she was sort of like, the green ones, just like, if you do some green and some purple, once you get going, you'll be fine, but just start with the green ones. Okay.
So, yeah.
But there's still two sessions during the week, and I only want to go twice, so it'll just be if I don't make it during the week, I'll probably go Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, man. Can't skip on the bro session.
Workout was good.
It was fun.
Good to,
we did really well together. I think we worked on a really good timeline as well.
And I think the bodies matched well. So me training with Bryce worked really well.
Similar strength, long arms.
Similar.
Long arms as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an accident that I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is going to work better if we do this.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the big thick boys trained together.
Yeah. Well, I made a promise to Adrian that I was like,
of course.
Stop talking. We're going to stop talking shit now.
And train hard. Yeah.
And train hard. It was more I've been the one talking shit. It's like making a commitment
I'll
now.
Stop distracting.
Yeah, it's
you.
Like we're 40 weeks out. It's like, let's fucking go time.
But yeah, it was a good sesh. The only thing that was funny was like the seated reverse flies. And Bryce and I were just like coming off the ground.
Particularly
Bryce. But yeah, it's still a fun gym to train at.
I love it, man.
I had so many messages. People like, what the fuck is that carpet, bro?
Yeah. I tell him about the carpet all the time. It's like, got to go, man. It's just like, and he's just like, look, the carpet's not moving.
But you got to come out to Powerhouse.
I want to.
Well, Club Lime, now Sunbury.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very impressed.
It's got vibes of Platinum.
It's Platinum with rubber floor.
Yeah.
And the shit's looked after.
It's what Platinum should be.
Correct.
Which is rubber flooring everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so funny because like, I went there because my gym was closed.
And they for renos.
No, so, and I was like, fuck, this place is pretty sick.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe once a week I could justify the 40 minutes.
Oh, it's 20 there, 20 back?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's within border. That's within range for me, just.
When mine's six.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Especially if it's got all that new shit you were just saying. It's like.
So then I was like, nah, but this place is probably more conducive to me training well.
Yeah, it does look like a a training gym.
Yeah, and I like wasn't the biggest guy there.
Yeah.
Which helps. Mm. So then walked in the door of Gisborne on Monday and I was like, okay, like I'm not traveling. This place is sick now.
Yeah.
Just the vibe has changed so much with the
renovation.
So much better.
Yeah. That's why I'm so confident about the other gym.
Yeah.
That we've got in the works. It's just like,
oh, yeah.
I'm dreaming about it, man.
Yeah. 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 That just could like, be like Powerhouse, but with better shit.
Yeah. Especially now, like,
oh, it's almost a combination
if
of
the
both.
Turnaround. Like, if we were to get things powder coated and stuff, like the turnaround.
Mm.
So, it's like, get everything out to the powder coater.
Yeah.
Go relay the flooring if we need to. Paint the fucking walls.
Yeah.
Like, lighting alone will change everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, floor plan a little bit. Like I said, it was good to get that feedback off that guy I spoke to the other day about that area.
He liked the area that we're going to turn into an office.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe it's important to think about it from a consumer perspective for that gym. It's like that's what separates it. Because it's like, you know, when you think about like war zones and money pits, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were going to be fair, we're going to take out the pink girl section and replace it.
Yeah, so like if you just have like another heavily machine-based gym with no floor space and there's another one around there, it's like you're fighting in the war zone, right? So it's like maybe you getting that feedback is like, all right, we'll mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, agreed.
So yeah.
But yeah, the session was fun.
Yeah.
We definitely need to do one in Sunbury. And then
I don't know what's the go this weekend?
I'm now ready for Mr. Galea to come train in my gym. I'm willing to go in and be like,
at Gisborne,
this is my gym, Jason.
At Gisborne, an hour drive to go to the gym.
Especially now I put my own safety bar in there tomorrow.
Maybe when I sleep over, I'll train there.
Yeah, you can come stay. We'll have a hang.
Make a day of it.
Have a hang. So everyone else does, just stays there and then trains there all weekend.
Yeah, yeah. They do casual visits like...
They do casuals, but only in staffed.
Yeah, which is standard.
I'm trying to like convince them to let me buy like 10 packs so I can just bring my friends.
Yeah, I reckon it's not a bad idea. I've kind of pondered that. Mm. Even like at Doherty's, I'm like, I don't want to have to like...
Yeah, pay every time.
Wait, this guy's cleaning when I'm there and I have to fucking wait and shit. And like, oh, have you been here before? I'm like,
yeah.
I was literally here 7 days ago.
Yeah, I trained... may or may not have trained for free on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's like I rang the bell like 5 times. No one came. Like, I'm going to just train.
Yeah.
If you don't want my money, it's fine. Yeah.
So it's like, even if you just got like X amount of scans and it like kind of, you know, I don't know if you could work something out like that.
Yeah, the 24-hour thing would be ideal.
Yeah. So you just scan it and it's like, cool, there's, you know, 9 left, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think the challenge is you need to have them on file. Yeah. And then get them a fob. So you have to go the first time, which is to take someone else. The first time you have to like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like trying to do the right thing and not just take people in. But I'm like, motherfuckers, I want to train Sunday morning.
Now, obviously, if you're doing casuals, they want you to like... they want it to have enough friction so you go, so you buy.
Correct.
So I get it.
But but I'm like, I'll pay.
Yeah.
I just need to come when you're not here.
Yeah, I don't even care with my friends. It's the same, like, I don't care if it's the same price, which is way more for casually, just to get it on a card.
Correct.
It's like, the money's not an issue.
I just need to come here. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if it's, if you could make it, and this is something for us to think about in the future, like, you make it a member can buy passes.
Yeah.
So if you're a member, you can buy a 10-class pass.
Mm.
And someone can use it.
Yeah, well...
But like, a non-member can't buy one.
Yeah.
Then there's high friction, so you still get the membership.
And it's a fucking great idea. Like, bring other people
bring your
to your gym.
For 10 days. Yeah.
And then, I like this gym. Like, I'm going to train here, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fucking great idea.
Yeah.
I wonder how... you just have to still make sure that other person, like, had to sign all of the stuff that they need to sign before they train that first time.
Yeah.
So, like... You know, the 24-hour access, it's like, you'd have to be like, you know, your friend needs to...
Yeah.
So, yeah, there'd be a little bit of red tape behind it. Yeah. A tiny bit.
Put a QR code on there.
Yeah.
Put a QR code on
there. Or maybe you just wouldn't activate the pass until they've done the form.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyway, just working out our own...
Building our gym.
Just building empires on the podcast here, guys.
Yeah, movie was good too.
Enjoyed that. Yeah, movie was great. Yeah. I was devastated.
I know you were.
Yeah. Not because we didn't watch the movie, because it was my responsibility.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I didn't know if Bryce was coming, didn't know if he, you know, I didn't know if, like, I thought, if I buy 4 tickets and like, or 3 tickets and someone bails, I was like, we're all grown men, we'll just go buy them.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Didn't work out.
Nah.
It's okay.
It's definitely weather dependent. It was pissing rain, so everyone was like, let's go to the movies.
Yeah.
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 Which makes sense. Agreed. Especially in Melbourne. It's like pouring rain.
Have you booked in to see it?
I haven't. It's funny.
Napoleon.
It's funny because the movies is like, I don't think I've been to a movie with someone else bar Steph for like, I can't even remember.
Yeah.
So she was just like, this is what we do.
Yeah.
And she was like, I want to go to the movie. I want to watch that movie. So then after it, she's like, does that mean we can go? Yeah. And I was like, it's done. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, it didn't line up. Yeah. I don't know if we're ever going to do that again.
Yeah.
I'm like, we can go.
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, Amy was the same. She's like, I want to see it. Because we obviously did heaps of Napoleon shit when we were in Paris.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it's the boys' day. Go.
Yeah, yeah. I said to Steph, I'm like, I'll go again.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, do the right thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. She was probably like, verbally devastated, silently like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Don't let me organize anything again.
No, you need to learn.
Well, I booked a holiday. To improve. I booked a holiday.
Oh, you finally booked it.
Yeah, we booked it.
That's good.
So when I say I booked it, where we were going to stay, we ended up not staying at. And then Steph
sold out?
Nah. Okay. So we read, like, how do I put this? I've stayed in a lot of nice places.
Wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah.
It's beneath you.
shut up. The thing with staying at a lot of nice places is you have a standard. So then we were like, we want a place with a pool. Like, you know, it's usually what we like to do when we go away. And I want to have that option of like pool and beach.
Yeah.
Because I want to get to decide whether I sit where I sit. You know, sand or no sand.
Yeah.
And the hotel was one of the only ones that had a pool, because there's not a lot of them in South Australia where we were going to stay. And then the ones that did, we didn't like them. They were inside, indoor pools. I was like, it's not it.
Not yet.
Yeah. So the feedback we got was that the hotel was really old. And I was like, okay, it's not it for me. Like, I want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking at the room, I was like, it's fucking like $650 a night. Like,
You want it to be good.
Yeah, it's old. It's like you're only paying for where it is.
Yep.
Didn't end up pulling the trigger on that one. So then I was like, fuck it, let's get like a service department then.
Yeah, cool.
So we can cook and I can bring my food and eat like a normal person rather than having to buy, just take out shitty food all week.
Shit,
So we got a good service department that's like a 5-minute walk from the beach.
Mad.
But it's like above, like next to the restaurants and like everything in Glenelg there. And then what we did is split the days up. So we're going to do half a week or like 4 days in like Glenelg.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to spend like 3 days in the wine country.
Nice.
Yeah. And we're staying at one of the golf courses.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, bro.
You back in?
Yeah, I'm going to take them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of taking the Jeep. I just need to get it serviced before we go, because I don't want to drive it to stay without a service. And then, I'll be able to put the clubs in. But if I take the Merc, I don't think I'll be able to fit the clubs and everything. But you should be able to hire them, to be fair. Like, I'm not good enough to worry about, these aren't my clubs.
True, yeah.
Yeah, but the golf course looks sick.
Yeah.
So I think I might like just get up one day and, you know, 9 holes.
A couple times early.
Early, and then Steph can go to there's like a full day spa there.
Yeah.
So just be like, yep, you do that, I'll do this.
Yeah.
You know.
See you in a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's it. Go to a few wineries and stuff. So I'm really looking forward to that. Sounds now good. That it's booked.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, leave Monday, come home Monday.
Nice.
Yeah. So back to work on the 9th.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, yeah.
Just letting you know.
Thanks, bro.
Just submitted my annual leave then.
Yeah, I'm my Christmas looks weird.
Yeah.
Because I want to get everything needs to be done.
Yeah.
So then I can check out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's an interesting
one. So I'm probably going to actually have to work.
I was going to ask
a little bit
what you were thinking, because it's like, oh, you've got this break that's planned for Biscuit.
Yeah.
So then it's like, I have 2 weeks at Christmas.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
So Amy finishes at Christmas.
Yeah.
But we can't really, we're probably not going to want to do a lot either. And stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, anything over about an hour in the cars.
Where's like the festivities and stuff for you? Like, are you guys going to Shep again?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it'd be a bit tough. So it's always hot too.
Because we're doing the home thing, the positioning and stuff matters heaps.
Yeah.
So we need to, if she ends up in a bad spot, he'll move.
Yeah, and then you got to take it all into consideration, right?
Yeah, yeah. So 4 hours. And then even just like sleeping... She's sleeping with like fucking 6 pillows, bro. Like, how do you get that to wherever? Yeah. It's just a nightmare. So you've either got to do there and back.
So I'm playing golf with you then at your golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just have a real bad time like I do every time I play there. I'm ready for it because I know I'm shit now.
Yeah. So I'd actually like to play a fair bit of golf.
Yeah, me too.
Train a lot.
Yeah. I'm the same.
I'm hoping the gym, I'm hoping the Muay Thai gym's open a lot so I can... Just do heaps.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, and just enough work to be like, this is how it works, Jace. Bye.
I pondered that. I did ponder that the other day. I was like, I need to just see what a day in the life of Ben does look like.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do a day in the life of Jason and a day in the life of Ben for a
couple of weeks.
2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of it's on lock.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a few of the partner stuff that I've got to tidy up.
Yeah. I'm not concerned. It's a bit of... I'm looking forward to stepping up, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah, it's just a challenge.
Yeah. See what else is going on.
So, like, you just want to know you can.
Agreed.
It's like, and you probably want to know we can, and I want to know that you can when I'm not there.
Agreed.
Kind of thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Because, like, I want to go away this year. Mm. Like, we've got friends who are like, we're going 6 months around the world.
Fuck, that's sick.
And they're like, you can meet us wherever you want to meet us. Mm. So, we're looking at probably tying things up in, like, Southeast Asia.
Mad.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool. And then we were like, well, you know, we still want to go to Greece and blah, blah, blah. So, it's like, yeah. But my first thing is like, oh, fuck, work, you know. Like,
yeah.
So, we want to know that
it all works.
Everyone wants to know that you can just remove yourself and things still happen.
Yeah.
Not just, like, survive. Like, things grow.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, because there's been times when we've gone away and it's just like nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like we just can't afford
just hold the fort.
It's only you can't afford it. You just don't want that to happen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Shout out to Voldemort. We'll have to host.
Oh, yeah.
She'll have to be on.
We didn't mention Jess last on the podcast.
Or last week.
Oh, no. Our
3 episodes.
Maybe we just did a bit too much. And
we
then
still love you, Jess.
Of course we do.
Well, she was on 3 episodes ago.
Oh, is that how it works now?
Maybe.
It's like, we won't
She's
talk about
here,
you for
so
a bit.
Yeah. I want to know your thoughts on Stringer season, Jace.
Stringer season?
Stringers, yes or no?
I
feel like you ever stopped.
I was going to, I'm pretty good, Nick, so I don't mind having a stringer. Because all my body fat sits around my belly button.
Yeah, I'm the same. Stringers
so, like,
are great.
I can wear a stringer and people are like, fuck, man, like you, like fucking competing or something. Yeah, like, you know, like, so I can rock a stringer.
Yeah.
I've still got like, so I have a Gold's Gym stringer from Gold's Gym.
Yeah, that's bad.
I bought it from Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
And then I also have a stringer from Venice Beach.
Mad.
So they're hammered. I've had them for, I think one of my clients bought me the Venice Beach one when I was like 70. Like it was literally like after my first bodybuilding show.
Yeah.
So it's like 10 years
old.
The
same time I got mine that I'm now wearing that I fit.
Yeah. So mine, you know, when like you just get too big that like the bottom like sticks up.
Yeah.
So if I put my hands in the air, you could just see my whole stomach.
Hot.
And it's
hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not a good look.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's got like little holes and tears and stuff in where the stringer is.
Yeah.
And then Adrian was like, that's the best thing because you can just rip it and tie it up like Dorian Yates. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. That's
so,
gangster.
So to answer your question, it's a big fucking yes to
Are
me.
You, do you wear them to the gym though or are you around the house?
It has to be a certain type of stringer to wear at the gym.
Yeah.
Needs to not expose the nips
Keep the
too
nips.
Much.
Keep the nips. That's my numero uno.
Under Armour do. So I've got like some hybrid stringers by Under Armour. So it's basically like a tank on the front and a stringer on the back.
Yep.
And yep. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like obviously that, for me. I think it's like the Project Rock ones.
Yeah.
Because he's made them.
Yeah.
So he's
yeah.
fucking massive.
Yeah.
So he's just like, this is how they need to look.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love them. I love training in them, man. I think they're the best.
My transition to puberty gyno needs a nice nice front.
I get it.
I don't like my nipples hanging out.
Yeah. I don't like them hanging out anyway. Yeah. Like I think mine are
fine.
You know, the shapes what they're supposed
fine.
To look.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I still don't you know.
Yeah.
I'm always like, stop. I hate having to like cover them up. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't think that's a good look.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Where some people probably just don't care.
Mm.
But yeah, stringers are good.
Yeah, I'm about
it. It's a yes for me.
I'm about it.
Yeah, I actually want to find some like old school classic ones. Even the tracksuits. Adrian sent me this video. These guys like training in like they're like blocked, like color blocked track pants.
Yeah.
So they're like all red and they've got like the stripe down the side.
Yeah.
Kind of like the black and blue ones before they went like box checkered.
So we need to talk about black and blue. That's all why right. I brought this up.
So I want to buy those. It's basically what I'm trying. And I want the two, like this, you know, the two-toned stringer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah
I want to buy those in the matching set.
Yeah.
And train in them.
Fuck, we are just going back in time right now.
Yeah. Love
so,
it.
So I didn't know how to feel about this at the time. Initially, I was like, that's so cute. And then I was like, whoa, I'm really old. So, back in our day, coming up, well, fuck, 12 years ago now. Black and blue meant something. Black and blue was like, the way I explained it to Amy, because I was telling her this story, was like, when you saw someone back then in a Harley Davidson t-shirt, it actually meant they owned a Harley Davidson. Yeah. And they were probably part of a riding crew.
A motorcycle gang.
Yeah. A club. Let's call it a club.
Sorry. Club. A motorcycle gather.
If it's... Tune in Wednesday to get that joke. That person potentially also wore black and blue.
Because of Jack.
But generally, it was like... What I said to Amy was like, the way to tell everyone in the gym you were on steroids is by wearing black and blue.
Yeah, and then having the big 3-liter bowl of water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. An orange juice bucket, not like a cool one. Yeah, an orange juice bucket.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was a very, before, this is like pre-bikini, pre-physique,
pre-sexy
bodybuilding.
Yeah.
It was like, bodybuilders were still underground. There were still angry people that needed to release whatever in the gym.
Yeah, you could walk into a gym and pick the bodybuilder. Like,
correct.
Where now, like, you kind of can't sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
So, I posted about the stringers, where do I get some? And a great friend of the show, part of the STC team, messaged and he's like, oh, black and blue, bro.
Are they still around?
I don't know. Well, apparently, he goes, they're like OG Aussie. They're the Australian version of Gasp. And I was like, oh, man, this is hurting me. I still don't think I could ever wear it just because of the connotation I had at the time. Yeah, bro.
It's still pumping, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm getting it. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's exactly what you just described, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. And then I was also like, don't compare them to Gasp, because I remember being like 22, eating baked beans and tuna, looking at the Gasp website, and they were like $130 a t-shirt back then. Like, oh, I wish, but I just can't afford it.
I need to stop that. I'm going to damage with that. Stop buying shit on the podcast. Yeah.
it was an interesting experience to be like, the age gap, and then it'll be interesting to see if, say, black and blue comes back, right, with all the other, like, dad shoes and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, true.
And, like, I was laughing.
I see some people wear black and blue now, but they're, like, kind of just, like, the seasoned bodybuilders.
Yeah, our age, that have just always worn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. If someone's 35 and above, and they still wear it, so it's like...
Start seeing kids in black and blue. I'll maybe we can bring it back. Mind. Maybe we'll try. Yeah. I was going to get strong lift wear, though.
Yeah.
Because strong lift wear stringers was my era.
Yeah.
All the guys that wore black and blue were older than me.
Yeah.
And way harder than me. But like
I feel like it's a nice rite of passage that we can do.
Well, so it's like, have I made it that I can wear black and blue?
You can wear whatever you want.
And is it fuckboy of me to get strong lift wear?
Well, that's where I'm like, so sometimes I have that same kind of battle mentally.
Yeah.
With like Muscle Nation shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, am I
too old
outside of the demographic of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, should I just wear meathead clothing?
So we got a question from Jess.
Yeah.
Starts off with, hi, love you, XOXO.
We love you too, Jess.
What are your thoughts on the 80s resurgence of men wearing long cropped box singlets?
I saw some of them last night. I won't. Because of the side angle.
It's too, there's too much space.
Yeah.
In there.
And I hate anything short. Like tops that are too short, they bother me.
Oh, wait, didn't you say they were long?
No, cropped.
Oh.
She said box long, fit, but they're short.
She said long and cropped. So
yeah, that's
confused.
Literally what they are. So they're boxed big, but cropped.
So wait, is it like those tees with just the sleeves cut off?
Like what you're wearing.
This,
yeah,
but short on the torso,
but cut on the side,
yeah.
Oh, I could rock
they
that.
Look pretty good, but
I could rock it,
yeah,
yeah. So there you go, Jess.
Oh, sorry, long lengthways, but cropped arms,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
what I'm taking.
No,
it's
so
like,
the ones I've
so it's
seen
like a
are
muscle tank,
pretty short as well, but
it's like a muscle tank,
yeah,
from a box t-shirt, though. So they've just cut the sleeves off. It all depends on how much space is under the armpit. It's like, you know,
too much to get sweaty.
Yeah, but, and I'm like, you don't need to see that shit.
My client, you know what I mean? Like, my client gave
side
me
boob and shit.
When you like, start you know, seeing the stomach and shit.
Like, yeah, like, you know, remember, what's his name? We used to work with him at Good Life, the skinny kid. He used to wear the black and blue.
Yeah.
And you just saw, like, his whole body.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like it's everything. Just swam on it's him. Like, why even wear the singlet? Yeah.
Yeah, I know the name. But let's
basically training, basically training naked.
Yeah.
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 Fucking hilarious.
My client gave me a muscle tank from his gym that was cut real, like, huggy and stitched.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the shit.
Yeah.
Not just like scissors straight through. I was very impressed.
Men's workout gear needs a fucking an uplift.
It does. It does.
Yeah, it's just not. It's like you're either buying running clothes or you're wearing stuff that you could wear out.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, or the middle ground is shit.
Yeah.
You know, like that, the middle ground is just not good enough in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Singlets, like, don't go through the wash and off. Like,
yeah,
you know, just like the quality's poor.
There's so much more effort goes into, like, even we're talking about, like, our range. I was like, oh, we need this for girls. Need this for girls. I'm like, you don't. Dad was sort of like pressing for it. I'm like, you don't get it.
Nah.
It's like the right brand at the right time. Yeah, with the right thing with the right booty support with the right. You need, it's like so fucking.
So many levels to it.
But we don't get any of that.
No.
There is no,
and then bodybuilding, like lifting clothing, is even worse.
There is no piece of clothing, well, maybe not no, there's very little clothing that is designed to improve your aesthetic as a male.
Yeah, you got to have the aesthetic.
You have to look good and then wear less,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, it's predicated on the
physique itself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then each cut will accentuate.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, scrunch bums still look better on good glutes.
Yeah.
But you can make
some
okay ones look much better.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. But yeah, I just found quality-wise, like, it's just poor. Like, a male game's
also true.
So poor.
Yeah.
Buying something and it goes through the wash, like, 3 or 4 times. You're sweating in it, like, lying on benches, like, weights are resting on it. It's like, once you go through a few rotations of that, it's just fucked.
Yeah.
Even the shorts and stuff, it's just like, the quality is just so poor.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a few LSKD items that are bulletproof.
Yeah.
A couple of singlets and a whole, I bought one pair of shorts, liked them, so I bought every color. Indestructible, man. But they're now out of style, which is annoying.
Yeah.
And you can't replace them.
Are they like long ones?
They're just too wide.
Right.
Not fitted enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep them, they'll come back.
Super comfortable. Yeah, that's it. I'll wear them in 8 years. Like the stringer that I've got. So before we keep going, I just want to give you guys a little message about our Standout PT program. So Standout PT has been designed for personal trainers who want to sustain a long-term career in fitness, but right now they're sick of chasing clients, they're not making enough time for money, and they're super frustrated with the results that they're getting in their business, and they can't see themselves being here in 3 to 5 years' time. If you want to know more about the Standout PT program, head to stcfitlearning.com, head to programs, and all the details are there, and you can book in your free exploration call where we can have a look and see whether or not that would actually be a suitable program for where your business is at right now. And back to the episode. So I put up an interesting poll. Now we'll actually talk about personal training.
Yeah.
Put up an interesting poll during the week, or yesterday, that I was having a conversation with one of my like PT clients that I coach or mentor. And I made the comment, she's like, still looking to put on business. I'm like, you can still get busy over Christmas. We've seen like 15 sessions in Christmas week in the past. And I was like, it's not because they set New Year's resolutions. It's because they're home and they're bored.
Yeah.
And my brain was just like a light bulb. I was like, is that the people that shit on January being busy in the gym because of all the New Year's resolutions? It's just people that were on holidays and joined the gym. So we talked about distractions in the
people
other
who
podcast.
Weren't on holidays. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about distractions before. If you take workout, you have 2 weeks off. You got so much time.
And you have time to
sun.
You have time to think.
Correct.
What am I going to do?
Yeah, I'm what bored.
What would I like to do? What should I work on?
So it's not, people don't get to January 1st and be like, I'm going to get in shape this year.
It's like, I've got time to join the gym.
They get to January 5th, they've had some vitamin D, maybe they've been a little bit more active, they feel good, they spent some time with their family, they're not on their phone, they're not at work, they're not in commute, they're like, fuck, wouldn't mind going to the gym.
It's like they've moved through those stages of change. Like their environment's allowed them to move through the stages of change faster. Quicker.
Yeah.
And then they're like, cool, I'm at this action point now.
Yeah.
Like it's not pre-contemplation, it's not contemplation, it's, we're doing this thing, you know. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, because we've been anti-New Year's resolution for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's like, I will always goals. Have goals.
Yeah, just set goals.
Yeah. So and, the type of person...
start straight away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that so much money is spent on
kicking
our
off.
Whole culture already. It's like we have the what do we call it? It's not silly season.
Party
guide.
Season. Party season guide, yep.
So we have that.
Mm.
I've done another campaign that's all around dealing with that and then into the new year.
Mm.
Everyone's just like, we have to talk about this now. But the whole industry does it.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious what would happen if you didn't.
Well, it's funny you say that because the next campaign, like I know we were like, well, we'll talk about Friday, but I was chatting to Annie about the next one for the nutrition side of things and everything. And it was like, it was... when we were throwing things in the mix, it was like, I was like, no, because everyone's going to do that.
Agreed.
Like, so it's, again,
yeah,
throw yourself in the war zone and compete with everyone. Even the party guide, like, it's like everyone's doing it, but I was like, we didn't do it for that. We did it to correct serve clients. Our clients.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, I've had 7 clients this week, like, oh, I've got all these things going on. I'm like, hey, look.
Go do this. Yeah.
Read the guide. You know we've done this stuff before. Let me know if you have any other questions or if you want to pick a certain strategy and we can dial this in for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, it's great. It's pretty much what we're doing right now. And I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like...
I think too, we have a culture where everyone knows how to deal with events anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's good to have it there now. Like when someone comes in, it's like you just... So that's where I think people sometimes miss the mark with the campaigns at the start.
Yeah, because they're not making it for the clients.
They're making them to get more clients, which I get. Like, you know, when you don't have enough clients and you're going to take that strategy, it's to get more clients.
Mm.
I guess like when you have enough maybe. Or like,
but
when
the best
you...
way to get new clients is to talk to the ones you have.
I agree. I guess I'm trying to play devil's advocate for the ones that are like...
Because there's going
to
be another billion of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, like, I get... the same. 100%. So yeah, like we've already got a really good goal setting mentality
unit,
you know, kind of resource for our lifters, and our clients. So there's no point, not that there's no point, but it's like we can lean into something else.
Yeah. So I haven't been very active on socials for quite a while, but I'm making a comeback this week. I hate my 2 posts, but that's all right. They'll be better next week. Just so everyone knows that we still hate the content that we make. I haven't even posted it yet and I hate it. but I sat down and wrote mine till post-biscuit, so that's till mid-Feb. Just wrote my social schedule, what I'm going to post, with the intent that that down week during Christmas is like, it all gets done, I don't have to think about it. Still showing up, even when I'm not showing up, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm writing for a gym we're working with. We're talking about it. I'm seeing it everywhere. It's probably going to be in the stories. Going to deal with it with clients. I don't want to talk about it.
Hmm.
I don't want to talk about how to fucking manage your calories. I don't want to talk about
absolutely
this. I don't
not
want to talk about that. I just want to talk about inspiring you to get the results that you could be getting.
And start now.
Yeah, like I'm not even... like that's what I'm seeing the most now. Is like 90, so many of my social media posts are like, don't wait till January, start now. It's like,
okay.
What you're saying is, don't wait till January because I'm broke and I need you to pay me now.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm just reading like, you need clients and then you're just telling them, you're trying to guilt them like, don't wait till January. I'm just like, here's the thing that you need help with fucking November 1st, July 1st, March 1st.
Yeah, I feel ya.
It doesn't matter. This is what you need to get fucking results. So I've just taken that angle and we'll see. Like maybe it won't work and maybe people on holidays won't want that content and I might get zero from it, but at least I'll have more fun making it make this. It's not fun for me.
Yeah, I feel ya.
So it'll be interesting. Yeah. But yeah, so I put the poll up. Do you set New Year's resolutions or are people just bored? And it was 2-18.
Yeah.
Two people said they set resolutions, the other 18 said. And the of the 18, it was 50-50 personal trainers and...
I was just about to ask that as well.
Clients.
Yeah. I don't know if that extrapolates across the population, though.
You could definitely make that argument.
Yeah, I think... Because, like, people in fitness, like, in it, again, thinking about before we'll talk about the relationship thing. When you're in fitness and it's part of your life, you're going to...
Have goals.
You look at that highly successful person.
Yeah.
Like, what are the characteristics of a successful person in anything? Goals, you know, vision, they're driven, discipline, you know, et cetera. So that person doesn't need to lean on, it's January 1st again, like where the rest of the population who are stuck in the rat race, who are, you know, being brainwashed on the daily on just like how to live.
Yeah.
That is like the next time that they get the opportunity to draw their attention to setting a goal.
So here's my thought on that, because I've thought about that too. What's the number one complaint we get from trainers in Standout about their clients?
They don't have the clients that they want.
They want better ones.
Yeah.
So your solution to getting better clients is talking to people who think it's a good idea to wait till January or
capitalizing on starting in January.
Are going to eat like an asshole all of December or need to actually stop and set their goals for the first time ever January 1st.
Yeah. And that's...
And then you're like, they don't check in. Of course they don't fucking check in. This is like a new thing for them that you have to build and layer and work with them and coach them. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to coach those people, go for it.
Yep.
But 90% of the conversations I have in the business coach, like the one-on-one stuff and in Standout, is like, I want to work with me a year ago. And then they post...
Yeah.
Like fucking...
What happens if you miss a workout? It's like people who... You a year ago don't miss workouts.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And you or...
And if you miss a workout, if you miss a workout, you make it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're not stressing.
So if you want to train that person, you're not speaking to them. You've been brainwashed by what everyone else is posting.
Yeah.
And that's why I put up last night, like, don't post the fucking calorie swap thing.
Nah.
Unless your clients want that.
Yeah.
Your client's like, oh, I'd love some recipes for some low-cal shit over, which who wants that? Pilates girls? Like, I don't know.
No one.
None of my clients.
I got rid of all the snack stuff out of our app.
Yeah.
I turned it off. Yeah. Because I was like, my guys aren't making fake away fucking brownies and shit.
Agreed. Yeah.
Like, we're eating chicken and rice. Like, and we're just eating the thing. And when we don't want to eat the thing, we just eat the real thing.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand if you want to train yourself a year ago, you actually haven't had to think about who you were a year ago and how you behaved and thought.
Yeah.
Like, you're just thinking about the outcome and maybe some of the, either surface level or deeper than that characteristics that you embodied and that's as far as you've gone.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that's not enough. That's not enough to get the messaging right.
Yeah. What were you afraid of? What were you thinking about?
Yeah. So it's like that's surface level characteristics. And then it's like, you need deep level feelings, right? Yeah. It's like deep level pain. It's like, get up in the morning. When you look at yourself, what do you feel?
Yeah.
Like after a workout, what makes you feel good and what makes you feel shit?
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to lean into solving those problems.
Yeah.
And no one's doing that. And then even yesterday when I talked about how we're talking about data and stuff, and I really think I made that workshop as appealing and as engaging as you possibly could, right?
Yeah.
You know, you nail something. I was like, this is perfect.
I loved when you were just like, so who gets shitty when their clients don't track their data, blah, 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 blah. And I just saw one comment like, he's setting us up.
But it's like, you know, and I was like, oh, what happens if you get 800 people land on your Linktree or your Lincoln bio or whatever, right? And no one, you're not getting the inquiry. You have like 5 online clients, let's just say, for example. So it's like 800 people. 5 online clients. It's like you're either speaking in a way that's attracting the wrong person to your copy,
mm-hmm.
or when you land on your copy, it's not for the person that you're speaking to. And it's like, there's too many coaches who, you like you said, are influenced by what is happening in the space.
Yeah.
That they get their attention taken away from who it actually is that they need to speak to.
Yeah.
And they're not reminding themselves of it enough. Mm-hmm. And your understanding of that person changes as well.
Yeah.
If you, yeah. If, yeah, like your understanding, like our understanding of our clients.
Yeah.
Even though as a business, it's the same, but as coaches, slightly different. Mm-hmm. We understand that person way better over time.
Yeah.
Because we put the work in. Like, how many times we've done the value compass? It's like, and then how many times have you sat back and gone, who's the client that I speak to out of my book?
Yeah.
And, you know, you probably engage with them. Like, you, if you don't, that's silly.
Yeah.
You would want to get to know that person as much as possible. Mm. And you really get to understand. You're like, fuck, this person actually doesn't know. Like, one of my clients asked me, like, what a really good glute exercise. Mm. And here I am, like, personal trainer. I'm like, step back, and I was like, how does this person not know this?
Yeah.
I've trained them for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hang on a second. I'm like, they just want me to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
And they just want what's best for them. So I was like, generally, this, and this.
Yeah.
Like, these are, you know, movement patterns more than exercises.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. So they don't fucking know. So you need to tell them how to train and how to train hard and take the doubt out of the gym that what they're doing is wrong.
It's wrong, yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to maximize their time and effort. It's not what happens when you miss a workout.
Yeah.
They're not missing workouts. They want to know what they're doing is worth it.
Yeah.
And I think if you sometimes not going on social media might serve them better.
Agreed.
In terms of like, because maybe some people go on there for a bit of inspiration, but I would argue you don't need that much inspiration once you sit down and know who your person is and solve the problems. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, take your inspiration from check-in day, not the internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I just went through a really weird phase where I was basically booked out and I was like, I think we spoke about on the podcast, like I want to try and drive a personal brand a little bit more than like selling a thing.
Yeah.
Now I'm sort of in a position where I'm like, wouldn't mind a few extra clients, whether they're business or coaching.
Yeah.
The few spots that have come up, it's obviously I didn't have the churn going to be able to just be like, hey, come work with me now. So what happened? So I wanted to keep the idea that I was the person to come and work with.
Mm.
And I took this position of life by design. Talked about it heaps, hashtagged it heaps, put it in heaps of spots. What I perceive to have happened, because I had a bit of a drop off, definitely had a drop off in inquiries.
Yeah.
And engagement was way up because I tried some different strategies, STC, social media management, stc.com. Working with Crystal, a few extra strategies, and my engagement actually went through the roof, but I stopped getting inquiries. I was like, this is weird. What's happening?
Mm.
What I sort of pieced together was like the life by design thing's where I am. And it's where my successful clients are.
Yeah.
As in like the ones that tag me and post and the ones that people message me, they're like, I want to be like Jess. I want to be like Mads. I want to be like Woz, like whatever. Whoever the people that are showing up frequently that I have been training for 8 years. I've been coaching for over, most of them for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, this life by design thing is too far away for me.
Yeah.
I can't just choose to do what you're doing because I'm not in the position.
Yeah, I need to knock off the first goal to stack the proof that I can achieve anything.
Correct.
Or knock off a bigger, significant goal that's like, you know, special.
Yeah.
To think I'm unfuckwithable, you know.
Yeah. So I had to look at what I did, and this is, I'm interested to hear whether you think it's easier or harder because I'm undecided. I don't train me a year ago. I have two girls that I train now that I would say like are basically my ICA.
Yeah.
I want to talk to them 18 months ago.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a whole, because I've been obsessed with fitness for 12 years.
Mm.
So it's a totally different, if I started talking about where I was a year ago, or even 2 years ago, is like neurotic powerlifter.
You're not getting many of them.
It's not the person I want to work with, for one. So it's like, well, what were they lacking? It was like hope, direction, confidence, belief. So it's like coming back to why I sold out in the first place was I came on the podcast. I was like, I'm not shitting on anyone anymore. I'm fucking done with it. I'm selling hope.
Yeah.
That's all I want to talk about.
Yeah.
So it's like even the conscious thought of I want to set an example and be aspirational and show people that you can live by designs, like it didn't work.
Yeah, well, it probably did, but it's the hard part. It's like, fuck, man, do you have your own personal page?
Yeah.
A fitness page, a business page, this business page? Like, fuck, man, you're going to need a PA to run. Right?
Yeah.
It's hard getting that balance right. It's tough, man.
Yeah. So what I'm working on now is like showing life by design, not talking about it.
Yeah.
It's like, I think my life's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And if you tune in and watch my stuff, you might see that it's awesome and be like, cool, I'd like to do that. But I'm also going to talk about how people that I've worked with that have gone from a reactionary life to be able to live life by design through the vehicle of either training or business and talk about where they were.
Yeah.
So how they were able to go and do that rather than I do this every day and you should do.
Yeah.
Because people look at that and they're like,
it's too far. Is that dissociation thing too sometimes?
Yeah. So I've got a consult for business coaching, or like a first session on Saturday. The first thing I'll do when they start is like a front end business audit. The first thing I look for in that is the message.
Yeah.
So you said about like the landing pages.
Yeah.
What happens when I land on your page, see your profile picture and read your bio?
Yeah.
What happens when I look at the first 12 posts? Who do I think you train before you tell me? And then is that the same when I go to the next step? Is that the same when I go to the next step? And then is that the same when I start coaching? Does that flow all the way through? 9 times out of 10, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's usually you're still talking to the person that you train face to face that have paid your bills for however many years.
Yeah.
You're still talking to them. You need motivation to train. Here's what to do when you don't want to go work out.
Yeah.
Here's the calories.
Protein swap. And stuff. Yeah.
You're still talking about that and then saying, I want to work with people who are driven, committed, check in, get results, train hard.
Yep. Value
that
their
I want to hang out with.
Highly. Yeah.
Top five priorities, top three priorities in their life.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, this solves a problem for someone who's not that because that person's never fucking thought about this.
Yeah.
For years. That's usually the number one disconnect I see.
Yeah.
So if you're going into your Christmas marketing, if you're a face-to-face trainer and that's your bread and butter and that's your focus is to fill face-to-face spots, talk to all the people that haven't been to the gym in a month because they're going to come back because they're going to get bored and they're like, oh, maybe I should go to the gym. And that's a great time to catch them in that stage of change that they're willing to do it.
Mm.
If you're online, I don't think
much changes.
I don't think people who don't train hire online coaches.
Yeah, I agree.
So stop talking to them.
Yeah.
Online.
Yeah.
If you want online clients, stop talking to people that don't work out.
Yeah, if you're a face to face coach, you
do
lean
it.
Into it at the gym.
Go for it.
Fuck yeah.
Make the content for your clients.
Yeah.
If you want online clients, talk to what they need.
All the time.
Yeah.
No matter what day.
No matter what season.
Day, month, week, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the heading I wrote is like, calorie swaps might be stupid. And I'll stand by they might. So if you've got a bunch of clients who are 40 years old and mums and don't understand nutrition balance and all that kind of stuff, it's like, hey, did you know, if instead of a can of Coke, you got a kombucha, you'd have 300 calories versus 15. And if you did that every day, that would be a difference of over a kilo a month. And they don't know that. Post it. If you've already got people that are tracking their calories that you want, that are going to check in and do all that kind of shit, they fucking know.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, they're already drinking Pepsi Max.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It was an interesting observation. Even just the New Year's resolution thing. Just everyone assumes that that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's maybe they're just bored.
Yeah, maybe we're just old enough to know that most people, like, they don't work as well.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because I feel like there'd be social pressure when you're younger because you think that's the way life should be lived.
Yeah.
When you're younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're influenced by your how your family, your family influence how you should live life when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
How, like, absolutely. And then society influences that as well until you get a voice yourself. And some people get a voice sooner than others. Some people never, which is kind of sad. And then you just go, nah, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, there would have been a point where you were just like, nah, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
You know, it happened with me in training. Like, I was just like, this is stupid. I don't want to do 40 sets of muscle groups with a thumb. You know what I mean? Like, you just stand up for what you think is right.
Yeah.
And how you want to live and what you believe in. So I think, yeah, it's a little bit to do with that as well. Like, some people don't get out of the society says this and this is the way we should live. So we do that. So they just go, yeah, cool. It's time to set a new resolution where the rest of the people, like I said, who live inside fitness are just like, that's stupid. Like, just set goals and fucking work towards them.
Yeah. They're the same as last week.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Well, what's that mean with Pinky in the Brains? It's like, what's the goal or something?
Going to take over
the world. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. It's the same. It's like world domination in your own life.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Another quick break. I just wanted to jump in and tell you guys, remind you guys about the STC Fit Learning Mentorship. Now, our mentorship's been running since about 2016, where we've developed trainers through their first year of business in personal training and allowed them to leapfrog the first 5 years of mistakes that we made. If you're currently studying, looking to finish in the next month or so, or you're looking for someone to help you out with mentoring and all that kind of stuff, jump on, have a look at the details for the mentorship at stcfitlearning.com. Head to programs and mentorship and all the details are there. And you can come and be an STC Fit coach for an entire year. It includes all of our education and direct mentoring from our head coaches. Back to the episode. So if I was to say Christmas checklist for personal trainers.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about it for 2 weeks. We finally fucking got here.
Hanging this on, but just talking so much shit in between all that. We never got to it. So much engaging content.
What's number one? So the first thing that comes to mind, the personal trainers must have
all their
for summer.
All of their clients should be on direct debit.
1,000%.
You want to control the finances in your business. Mm. Whoever controls the finances has the power.
Yeah.
So if your clients have control of how you get paid,
transfers and all that shit,
they hold the power in your business and how it should operate. And that is a big red flag.
Agreed.
Yep.
So, if you don't already, this will come out on the 8th. It'll take 2 days to get in contact with a debit company and get it set up.
Oh, yeah.
Provided you have your ABN registered, which, again, 4 days max. Set up a business bank account.
Mm.
Open in a day if you've got a business name registered. Mm. If you don't, it takes you half a day to do that. So, you should still do it in a day. T's and C's.
Mm-hmm.
This is how my business works. We do catch-up sessions, 2 weeks notice cancels, minimum term 12 weeks. Get it to all of your clients with moving everyone to direct debit because I need to be able to show my income to the bank, which is true because you're a fucking adult and at some point you're going to need to ask the bank for money.
Yeah.
Or you're going to need to show your rental provider that you make money.
Yeah.
Or that you need a
car.
Your
business actually is a business. Makes enough money.
Or something horrible happens and you need a credit card.
Yeah.
Like, you need to actually have, or like my poor client who was a day away from having all of her shit sorted and got COVID. 8 days out of the gym. A day away. Waiting on her business registration. So then she could open the bank account. So then she could
Of course.
Tell them where to send it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
missed out on a week's income. Bang.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, that's it's an absolute must. Like, you're going to want to take holidays. You're going to want to have time off when you're unwell or if someone else is unwell and you got to take care of them.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people just, like, the run your own business thing, like, people just accept that you just don't get...
Yeah.
You don't get time off and stuff. Yeah, like, they just go, team, no days off, no sick leave, no whatever. It's like, no, man.
Have you heard how many times have you heard, like, a personal trainer or a small business owner be like, public holiday? no such thing for a small business owner.
Yeah.
It's like for a shit business owner.
Yeah, like you can make it work, man. Yeah. You know, so sometimes I think there's a bit of a mentality behind, like a bit of a culture behind small business where it's just like, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, it's not. It's like good business can allow you to take holidays, have time off, be sick, look after somebody. Yeah. Dare I say, just not go to fucking work one day if you don't feel like it.
Mm. Which, ironically, would probably make you a better coach.
Yeah.
Because you'll not feel restricted and pinned and stressed worse than if you just had a boss.
Yeah, you know, we talk about the fulfillment thing?
Yeah.
It's like, would you... So, obviously, like, making an adequate income is the biggest reason people stay in personal training.
Yep.
But it's like, would you be more fulfilled on top of that if you actually worked towards something that you enjoyed?
Yeah, had some freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you booked that holiday that, you know, you didn't think you could or that you wanted to, or you're putting the savings in the bank account to buy the house that, you know, you've always wanted to get out of your home with your parents or get out of this rental you're living with your friends that you fucking hate because you're just living on top of each other. Like, you can do that with good business.
Yeah.
But you can't do that with bad business.
Correct. You're just as pinned.
You're shackled, man.
Worse. Worse than having a boss. Because you have all the downside of having a boss because your clients are your boss.
Yeah.
And none of the upside of secure pay. Like,
you're literally a slave to your clients.
Super fucking all of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you bought yourself a job, but it's the worst conditioned job.
Correct.
Yeah. It's like Fair Work would take that person
to court.
Worse
than being a casual at fucking McDonald's. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So then... Once you've got direct debit, the perk of direct debit, you're sitting there going like, what the fuck? Like, go on holidays. Like, I can't still charge them. Like, I'm not training them. Catch-up sessions are the goat for a face-to-face trainer.
Yeah.
The goat.
Yeah, agreed.
So, right now, if you haven't already, find out who's going away, how long they're going away for, what sessions they're going to miss. Itemize them in a spreadsheet.
Mm.
Work out how many sessions you can get done between now and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Keep some for after Christmas so they know that they've got extra so they can get a good momentum and they've got that commitment to come back to. Keeps them motivated and keeps them interested. Schedule that out with your own schedule as well. What are you taking off? And if they overlap, you need to make sure that you have those sessions covered as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think outside of that, extended periods of time, if you've got a good relationship with another trainer at the gym, hire them to train your clients, take care of everything for them, programming, etc. They're literally just there to occupy the time and ensure that they're training adequately during the session and come up with an agreement to pay them whatever you want to pay them. I think that's a really good one for people who are taking like extended time on holidays. I went to Europe for 6 weeks, I think. I think you trained some of my clients. I had Jake training some of my clients. I had Reese training some of my clients. I just paid you guys basically, I think 75% of the fee. So I was like, I'm willing to, I think it was just pay my gym rent for that time.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do that. You can go 50-50, like whatever, like, you know.
Yeah.
So you still get the business coming through you still got the clients coming through the business and you're not changing the habits for them. So when you come back, you don't have this mountain to climb.
Yeah. Because like, they got used to not doing it.
Yeah. Like what most client trainers do is just not do anything.
Yeah.
And then just hope they come back.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't come back.
Yeah. I've done 4 weeks 3 times and done catch-ups every time.
Yeah.
The only time it doesn't really work is like 3 times a week, people.
I was just about to say, if you got the high-frequency clients, it doesn't work. It
becomes a bit challenging.
Yeah, it's just like get someone to train them while you're away.
Agreed.
You know, like you can do a hybrid of both.
Yeah, because they're like the dependent ones that need a trainer there anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I find the catch-up, if they're doing two, got a session by themselves.
Yeah, that's it.
One, they definitely cover the gym.
They come in, it's more of a catch-up and then it's like, this is how the week went.
Correct. So... they're easy. Agreed. Whereas your more dependent ones are the ones you shell out to the other trainers. What do you do online? Because I've always just done the check-ins. Just less available to everybody.
Yeah. Or sometimes I just won't check in. Yeah. Because then I've told them I'm not. I don't just not rock up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll just be like, this will happen on these days.
Yeah. So that's the same. I do like everything's done.
Yeah.
So your program are ahead, your nutrition plan's ahead, everything's sort of sorted out. I will log in to check-ins if you need one. And then usually what happens is I probably have like 50% of my normal check-in rate while I'm away. Because like when I was on my honeymoon, people were like, I'm not checking in while you're on your honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's my job. You're going to pay me. Amy's working too. So we're going to go to a cafe and I'm going to work for 3 hours and do the check-in. So if you want to,
do it.
And they were like, I know what to do. It's fine. I'll see you in 4 weeks.
Yeah, I pretty much.
Some people did like one while I was away, two while I was away. Some people did every week. Some people still sent 20 videos. It's like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, and I think like from a trade-off standpoint, 2 weeks, you log in, do your check-ins. Yeah. If your business is set up well, if it's set up poorly and it takes you half an hour to do a check-in,
yeah,
it might be in a bit of trouble there.
Yeah, I think it's all predicated in the system.
Yeah. If you're in that situation, I'd maybe just halve the rate or something.
Yeah.
If so you still get everything. You still get your training, your programming, your nutrition.
If the service is really stacked toward... This is where like the wording and the messaging at the like when you sell at the time is pretty important. It's like, I'm not selling a check-in as my online coaching.
No, I'm selling the outcome.
Yeah, I'm selling my outcome and like you get the system.
Yeah.
Like you get everything available to you. Yeah. So if the check-in, if a check-in doesn't happen... I don't have people like, oh, if you're not checking in this week, like, does that mean this? It's like, no.
Yeah.
Because you have everything and you get access to what you need to and me most of the time within business hours as well. So I think that's a really important thing going forward. If you are in one of those people that's having those conversations with your clients, like, if you're not here, do I get this? Like, well, do you just not get access to everything then?
Yeah,
you just kind of
shut it all down.
Yeah. Like, or even just having those conversations.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty important as well.
Yeah, so if you have a really high time demand with your clients, and checking in's not going to work, probably too late to change your business model.
Yeah,
between now and Christmas.
Yeah,
something to think about after Christmas, because you can now listening to this conversation, you can see the hole.
Mm.
We got one of our girls like trains people face to face and then does a Zoom call a fortnight. Who's changing that business model now? But it's like, what? Just do the check-in in the session.
Yeah.
Save you fucking 30 hours a fortnight. It's like, oh, okay. So now this is when you start to see those cracks.
Yeah.
It's when you get COVID and you can't go to work for a week and you don't have direct debit. It's when Christmas comes and you want to take time off and you're like, oh, just do some check-ins. You're like, fuck, that's just do some check-ins means normal week of work.
Or you'll do 10 sessions the week of Christmas because they're the people that want to come, but you don't want to be there. But you have to go because you have to get paid.
Yeah, and they're fucking 3 hours apart and they cancel.
Yeah,
and
that's
the worst week ever.
Yeah, they literally cancel a minute before the fucking appointment shit.
Yeah, I had a girl once come to a session from her work Christmas party. And I could smell vodka on her. And I was like, what are you doing here? She's like, I'm fine. I'm like, I don't care if you're fine.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Go home.
Yeah, like, no one comes from that.
I'm not training here right now.
That's a waste, man.
So wild.
It's a waste of everyone's time.
So wild. But yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
What else?
So we've got direct debit.
Catch-ups. Contracting.
T's and C's and stuff.
Yep. Contracting or reduced rate. I think we sort of touched on it there in terms of like your business system. This will expose the holes you have.
Yeah.
So how reliant the client is on you. So we just talked about like having the festive season guide. The party season guide.
Yeah.
If you don't have that.
Yeah, they're asking you the questions.
They're talking to you about it. If you don't have the goal setting module, they're asking you about it. If you don't have the values based interpretation, they set goals and you have to fix them. Like,
yeah. I was gonna say the next thing I'd be doing is like looking for the goal, like the goals if they've changed.
Yeah.
But I've been telling my guys already to go to do the goal setting and the mentality unit.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, if your mentality's changed, if your values have changed, if your goals have changed, let's do this first, and then you and I can start planning.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
The whole of it. So it's like, what do you want to achieve? How do we break this down into like small outcomes? Is the goal still the same? Is it different? Mm-hmm. But I don't want to have to sit down and do that with every person. Like as in sit there and physically like
go through
write down your five values and all that. It's like they can do that.
Yeah.
Like create the resources to lean on so that you, it takes time, but it's an asset because you can go, cool, now 300 people in the next year across the business can do that.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And then you can do it when you onboard everyone instead of just at Christmas time.
Yeah. Yeah, so having that set up is important.
Yeah. So it'll expose everyone that has really client-dependent businesses usually comes from a place of fear.
Yeah.
There's still trainers that don't give their clients programs. It's like, yeah. Well, if I give them a program, they'll be able to go follow it themselves.
Yeah.
Or if I teach the macros, they'll know how to do nutrition. So I write the meal plans that they don't follow.
Mm.
So this time of year, when you want to take a bit of a step back, you can't.
Yeah.
It's all dependent on
you. Do you think that's the only reason why people don't make the resources? Like, there's got to be more.
There is definitely that as a thing. I think the over-dependency comes from fear. If you've got a business model where the client is too dependent on you to take 2 weeks off, you've created that because you don't value what you offer.
Oh, yeah.
Or yourself. That's for Amy's episode.
What about...
Then in terms of not creating the resources...
Mm.
It's still on that dependency side.
Yeah.
So I need them to come to me.
Mm.
And then it's lazy as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think...
Not lazy, they don't value it enough. Let's say that.
Yeah. And I also think that a lot of them are just like, oh, this is a mountain to climb.
Mm.
So it's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's if I can't...
just answer the question every time.
Yeah, if I can't be at the top...
Yeah.
There's no point in starting now because it's like, oh, you know, like we always tell the guys, like, it'd be great to have whatever it is your method is, explain what it is and how to get the most out of it for the client. You don't need to, like, be informative. It's just, like, put the stuff in there that's going to benefit the client. Like, we've done the whole, like, this is what this is. It's like, no one cares about that.
Yeah.
Like, put the stuff in about programming that's going to benefit the client, not just, like, this is a strength and conditioning book.
Correct.
Summarized into slides. Like,
yeah.
That's just the most boring thing ever to watch. So it's more like frequently asked questions about your program.
Yeah.
You know, this is what this is and this is why we do this and this is how to understand effort and how that translates to you getting better results and all of those things. So if you start like going through it all, like it starts to become quite extensive, right?
Mm.
So a trait of an unsuccessful business person is not having that drive and that ability to micro progress the goals.
Agreed.
So they can't take big goals.
Yeah.
One, they don't goal set in general. And if they do, they're shit.
Yeah.
And then they also can't micromanage those things down into, let's knock this off, let's knock this off, let's knock this off. And I reckon one of the most common questions we get asked, even when we're face-to-face in a group environment, like workshop-wise or even in standout and mastermind, is like, how do you manage all of the things that you do?
Yeah.
Because 90% of them aren't getting things done because their to-do list is so big that they look at it and go, fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start. It's overwhelming. Where you and I go, let's grab the to-do list. What's the one thing on the to-do list that I need to either time-sensitive wise or I just... highest value or I can get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it over here. This now the walls have gone in. Tunnel vision on that.
Yeah.
So resource-wise, that should be the same.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of coaches like... It's just... Again, it's that disassociation. It's like... You guys are at a way, you're way too far away from where I am.
Yeah.
So I just can't listen to how you operate.
Yeah.
I don't have all this stuff. I'm still running in fear. I still take cash. I don't have a system. I don't have anything to lean on. It's like, you just got to start, man.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to, if you're on a road to hell and back.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of burnout, it's like, you're one of those people right now. If like all these things that we're talking about, you're sitting there going, yeah, this is me. It's like the road's so much harder for you.
Yeah.
You know, and you're one of those people where the odds aren't stacked in your favor
mm.
and you have a choice to move away from that, but you just got to start with the first thing, then the next thing, then the next thing. And when it gets to the resources, man, just pick one.
Yeah.
Get it done.
Just do it. Yeah.
Just get it fucking done. Your clients don't care if it's not all dropped at the same time. We literally released the first iteration of Standout PT being a week ahead.
Yeah.
We were only a week ahead of you guys.
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, yeah, we'll just unlock the next week because we want you to get through all this. It's like, no, we didn't have it.
Yeah.
We did our first online website like that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this person. Yeah, it's like, fuck, this person's getting to week four of the last program. Oh, shit. Like, we need to get this program up. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're always just a program ahead. And we've just always been that way. I think it's a great characteristic to have as a business.
Yeah, I'd also like to bring attention to the fact that the confidence that I have in what I do now, I would attribute, whether it's business coaching or PT, writing down what I know.
Yeah.
nothing gives you a greater stack of proof faster than physically writing out what you know about each topic.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Like, even, like, we did a blog series during lockdown. And just writing through that, I would write stuff and I'd be like, fuck, I just heard that somewhere. Mm. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
Go check. Oh, it's this. Or it's actually this. Or like, fuck, that was dumb.
Yeah.
But going through the process of them, I'm like, this is fucking good.
Mm.
I can send this to any client, fuck any trainer, which is every trainer's fucking worst nightmare, is another trainer reading their stuff. And be like, this is really good. This will help my clients.
Mm.
If you can do 10 resources for your clients in the next year.
Who aren't personal trainers, by the way.
Correct. If you can make 10 of them, the stack of proof you have that you're good at your job and that you can solve the problems and you have the answers and you can provide resources to your clients and you provide a good service is so high, man.
Yeah.
But what you sound like, if you are the mountain's too big to climb, you're the person that says, I need to get fit before I hire a personal trainer. Which every personal trainer fucking hates. Or like, I'm not going to deadlift. I'm not going to do RDLs because I can't deadlift 200 kilos.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Mm.
You have to do the reps.
Yeah.
Like.
And you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's literally what we do for a job. Yeah. Is build micro progressions into people day in, day out, and then turn around and go, look what you did in 3, 6, 12 months.
Or look what we're going to do if we need to get from A to B. The parallels between business and training and like coaching are just like, you know, so similar.
Yeah.
But personal trainers just like create the biggest disassociation between the two.
Yeah.
Because one's like heavily emotionally based.
Yeah. Well,
and value based.
They feel they're good at one.
Well, they know they're good at one.
Yeah.
But they don't take the parallels over to business because it's just way too heavy.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I love using it as an example. Like, yeah, I'll set you up.
Yeah.
I'll set you up every workshop.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that micro progression that you chase every single day in the gym if you did that in your business.
Yeah. Well, even you have a client who is so far away from where they need to go, right?
Mm.
I want to do a powerlifting meet. They can't squat.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you do? You're like, oh, cool. Let's get you balancing just on with your body weight,
yeah.
You know, doing some form of, like, progression, right? Or, yeah. You know, regression to progress. You all of a sudden in say 12 weeks time, this person's squatting with a bar on their back.
Yeah.
You have your business looking this way and it needs to look this way. So your business needs to do a transformation.
Yeah.
But you're not willing to do the same, take the same philosophy and go just little bit by bit, weekly things, making changes, etc. So that in 12 weeks time, your business is unrecognizable. Like your clients are almost unrecognizable in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
How do we lose that? How do we lose that mentality?
Yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it? The way fear just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just easy to stick your head in the sand. Lack
of self-belief and fear.
Yeah, or it's like, yeah, just one shot at it. Oh, I didn't work. Oh, I sent the direct over to one of my clients. They said no.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, cool. What about the next 500 you're going to sign up across your career?
Yeah.
Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be nice for all of them to be on direct debit and for you to control the power of your business?
Yeah.
And actually run it?
I get so offended when people don't have direct debit.
Yeah. I just thought it was a normal thing. But again, it's that the circle is...
Yeah.
Our understanding of how training is a reflection of the circle that we put ourselves in and create.
Yeah.
So we create the circle of high-level coaching and high-level business. And it's like not actually a reflection of the industry.
The friction for me to go in and transfer someone money is so high.
Yeah. We walked out of the line of a nightclub because we had to walk to an ATM to get money and come back. We're like, oh, there's a bar over there that'll take our cards. Let's go there.
Bye.
And we probably would have had way more fun in the nightclub. Yeah. Like, who knows? Like,
yeah.
It's just like, I'm not going to pay. There's too much friction to that. Like you said,
yeah.
We live in a day and age now where it's like, we live in the age of automation.
Yeah.
The age of automation for me is we live in an age of reduced friction.
Yeah.
Like when you bring it back down to, you know, raw bones. So think about how that translates to your business in everything you do, though.
Yep.
Like, you know, we talked about the friction that was happening with the spreadsheets and the programming because we are spreadsheeting. We're talented at spreadsheeting. So it was like, oh, this is too complicated now to enter into the... It's too hard to check in. It's too hard to do this. Move to the training app. Reduce the friction. Automated payments. Reduce the friction.
Mm-hmm.
getting access to information for frequently asked questions, reduced friction.
Yeah.
It's just like you got to, a lot of you guys are just running really grindy businesses that just, you can only grind, and you can only do that for so long.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're riding a bike, one of them's fucked, and the other one's well maintained.
Flat tires.
Yeah, it's like one you're going to take forever, the other one you're not. It's so many parallels to so many different things.
Yeah, the bike one's good. It's like stopping, pumping the tire up.
Yeah.
Versus just
powering
away, you'll overtake them.
Yeah.
The person that stops will
overtake them. It's just
effortless. Every time.
It's just effortless too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're the main ones. Driven, I know you guys are going to have to overcome some voices in your head saying, you know, what if, what if, what if. That's fucking business, but.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
As if you and I don't have the what ifs. We always have them.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, trade off the benefits too.
Yeah.
Because everyone just thinks about now, which like I said before, it's like, what about the clients in front of you?
Yeah.
Because no one thinks about the, like, the, like I get it. Retention is so important. More important than getting clients, in my opinion, you know, once you have them. But you've got to think to the future.
Yeah.
It's like, what's your business looking like in 12 months? Do you, you know, it's like, all right, sure, maybe this Christmas is too late for you. We argue it's not.
Mm.
But if it is, what about next Christmas?
Yeah.
What about that? What about that mid-year Europe Easter. Holiday? Yeah, June, July, when everyone wants to go to Europe and you're 20 years old and, you know, taking cash and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, you can go to Europe and get paid.
Yeah.
You know, our coaches have gone for 8 weeks and got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Did the whole thing. Tomorrowland, Ibiza, like fucking Yacht Week, etc. 8 weeks getting paid sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But you got to take action now. Do the things, do the fucking thing.
What did Jess say? Fuck, I could run through a brick wall right now.
Yeah. And look, shameless plug. Need some help?
Yeah.
We've got this pretty cool program.
We know some guys.
We've got this pretty cool program that does all this stuff.
Yeah.
And more.
Yeah. Standout PT.
Yeah.
One-on-one also available.
Yeah.
And you can do standout with one-on-one if you feel like you need help.
Yeah, definitely.
Fun episode. Go buy yourself a stringer.
Yeah.
Tag us.
I'm going to go buy a bunch of black and blue shit that I don't need.
Yeah, I haven't decided. I think I'm just going to type stringer in and see what brands come up.
Yeah. I'll buy you a black and blue one then.
I'm not sure if I'm ready. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Need the audience to tell me.
If I made When's
it.
Ready?
Have I made it to...
When do you have to be ready to have a stringer tan?
No, it's not having a stringer. It's I feel like...
Oh, the brands.
I'm in between, right? I'm not
but we're in that age at the moment. It's hard for us right now.
I'm not a fuckboy anymore.
You got to be a gym zaddy.
Yeah.
I know, but it's like how,
It is a black and blue.
How do you be a gym zaddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Is it Gasp? And am I willing to pay $80 for a singlet?
I feel like you have to be pretty fucking massive to get those.
I can get an extra small.
I mean, you're pretty big.
Thanks, bro.
That's all right, man. Thanks. The shoulders, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Doing God's work.
Front delts.
That chest program I gave is doing God's work on your shoulders. Oh, yeah. So if you don't have a chest, and you want shoulders, do my chest program.
Yeah. And press poorly and get massive front delts like me.
It's the best. Just lean into your strengths. That's what I'm doing now.
Fuck it. Yeah.
That's just like a couple of freaky muscles. That's okay. The rest is fine.
Squatting and hinging again. Watch my ass just go.
Yeah.
By Christmas. Take these. All these girls think they can outbelt for me right now.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, I haven't trained for 6 months.
Yeah, you just watch this space.
You watch. All right.
That's enough. Yeah, let's leave it.
See you guys. Yeah,
catch ya.